Hello, this is Brian Madden. Today's podcast is part of our series recorded live at Braai Forum 2007 Amsterdam. In this series, I interviewed several of the vendors about their products from the exhibit area at the show.
All right, so I'm now walking up to the stand of Kemp Technologies, and I'm talking to Kevin Mann, a Yankees fan, as it is. So I come from Cleveland, and at this time, I think Cleveland just beat the Yankees in the American League Divisional Series. But anyway, Kemp Technologies, you guys are here, and it's good to see you. I met you for the first time a few months ago. So first of all, thanks for taking the time to talk right now.
Oh, thank you very much. Good luck to the Cleveland Indians for the rest of the playoffs. It's a rare thing for you, and you should appreciate it.
Hey, we do. You've won plenty of World Series, and we I think 48 was the last year. So, you know, not quite in my lifetime. But, yeah, tell me about Kemp Technologies. I know you're doing sort of load balancers, layer 7 switching. Just kind of paint me the story for people who are not familiar with Kemp.
Sure. The founders of Kemp Technologies originally came out of F5, and we were selling enterprise services. And what we saw was a tremendous need that wasn't being filled for load balancing traffic management services in the small and medium-sized businesses. So we changed our business model from a reseller, and we went out to create our own product. We've done that, and we shipped our first product in 2004. We have been very, very successful with our, what we say, our affordable load balancing products for the small and medium-sized businesses. We give a significant amount of functionality. All of our models have layer 4 through 7 functionality in there. There's content switching there. Every model has SSL acceleration with hardware ASIC chipsets, as opposed to trying to do it with CPUs. And we also, with all of our models, give first-year support, which consists of telephone support as well as software updates and 24-hour replacement.
Well, that's cool. And I guess I should say, you know, we at Brian Madden Company are actually a customer of yours. And I'll just kind of fill in audience on the background is we're a customer for our web servers that run brianmadden.com. And it was, I feel like we've been a customer probably since 2004, if that's when you began.
2 years you were about 2 years ago you were a customer, yeah. So 2005.
Wow, it seems so long ago. Because what we had two web servers. We were using network load balancing. That was working great, kind of, or so we thought. And we had configured to all send all web traffic to one server. And if that server went down, then it would send it to the other server. The problem with network load balancing was it was a network level service. So if IIS stopped working, you know, our website was down, but network load balancing didn't know that. It was basically doing a ping, for lack of a better word, and it saw the server was still up and online. It was still sending users to our production web server that was actually not really there. And so we looked into F5 and all this other sort of stuff, and they wanted I don't know how much money for this sort of thing. And we sort of stumbled across Kemp Technologies, and at the time, I don't know how it works out now, but at the time, I think the load balancer we bought was about $2,500. We bought two of them for a redundant pair, but it was a layer 7 load balancer that can actually do HTTP testing to our servers, so it can actually connect to our servers, and we even have a script configured to check to make sure the databases are online and everything. And so now that is our application switch. It's been sitting in front of our web servers for, as you say, 2 years now, and it's been working great. But that's my experience with that. I imagine that's similar to how other people sort of come into your environment.
Well, it is similar. Just as the enterprise world saw the tremendous need for load balancing, the benefit to everybody is high availability, just as you've pointed out in your site. It's not enough just to say that the server is up and working. You've got to make sure that the application is up and working. And if it's not, you got to be able to remove it from service and let people know about it. So the products that Kemp offers, all right, are very, very similar to those very high-end and more expensive models. And they can really enable a small business owner or a medium-sized business owner to feel comfortable when they go home at night that should a server or the application on the server fail, that they're going to be in pretty good shape, that it'll just fall over automatically, and then the next morning when they come in, at that point, they can fix it. So hopefully we'll see the day someday, even amongst the small business owner with a limited staff and limited budget, that he's not going to have to send his engineer in at 3 o'clock in the morning because his website goes down.
So it's enterprise class load balancing at sort of prices that normal people can afford.
Yeah, we start our prices at $2,490 for that's our entry level product, and it provides 100 megabit per second throughput and 100 transactions per second of SSL, and plus all the functionality that's there. And we've got a range starting at the $2,500, and we can go on up to approximately $16,000. All of our products also have an optional high availability redundancy configuration. So instead of putting one in front of your server farms, you'll have two. So you'll not have any single point of failure. And it's automatic failover with all the stateful information is already transferred and ready to go.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So one of the things that is very new for you guys and something you've been talking about here is this sort of virtual load balancer you have. And I'm looking at the photo here to kind of describe. The stand says you can have 20 fully redundant virtual load balancers in 4 U's of rack space.
That's a fact. It is. We developed the Loadmaster 5500 as a larger load balancing model, very similar to the predecessors to it. It has the same, all of them have the same functionality, and the 5500 just has a ton of power. We've got two quad-core CPUs in there, hot swappable power supplies. It's almost a redundancy within a box. You know, you don't have redundant motherboards there, but nevertheless, you've got an awful lot of failover and failback that contained in there. One of our engineers, we've been playing with the virtualization concept for quite some time, and when we stabilized the 5500, one of our engineers literally brought it home, applied some Zen Source to it, and put in one chassis, put 20 virtual load balancers in there, again, each with full functionality, virtual servers in each of the load masters or each of the load balancers that are in there, and got it up and running. And then if you want redundancy, you could put in a second chassis, and you'll have a choice of either, let's say if a virtual load balancer fails or the application that's on it fails, it can fail over down to the second chassis on a one-by-one basis. So you don't have to switch over all 20 of them, you just switch over one. That's been the highlight, especially to people such as co-location centers, where you've got high densities and all. So to be able to concentrate 40 load balancers, which are each 1 U apiece, all right, 40 U of rack space, you're then now able to concentrate it down to just 4 U. Second part, though, is as we've been talking to more people, even some of the enterprise world is starting to recognize it and see its value for security reasons, that we're able to take the each load balancer, and an enterprise could give a very cost-effective load balancer on a departmental-by-departmental basis. And because of the virtualization, you know, the benefits you get from virtualization, all right, you're able to isolate every load balancer onto itself. So you can manage each one by itself, even though they're all in one appliance, you manage each one by itself, and nobody can see each other whatsoever. So it's turning out to be a little bit of a security thing, which, very honestly, we didn't foresee. But it seems that a lot of people are interested in it.
So people talk about software as a service or delivering applications as a service. I mean, really, this is delivering load balancing as a service.
As a service, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And it's delivering it as close as you can to the client or to the server farm and the application as you possibly can.
So people, for example, you know, we're at Bryan Forum, a Citrix-oriented event, server-based computing event. So web interface servers. I want to load balance my two web interface servers, but I want to have some intelligent load balancing that's smarter than just generic network load balancing. So if my company bought, for example, I guess I could use the 1U edition if I'm kind of buying it myself within my department. But if my company buys this was it the 5500 series, this big one here, then I can sort of tell them I need load balancing for a couple servers, and they kind of provision a virtual load balancer for me, and then I hook right in and off I go.
On the fly, the whole thing can take place in maybe 5 or 6 minutes. The configurations are easy, even down to the point where we could, if you were to need that service from your centralized data center, department there, it can be arranged that you can take management of that virtual load balancer yourself and or let your central people also have management capability, monitoring capability of that same thing.
Now, I'm looking at this thing. It's two U's. It's got, like, what, 24 ports on it. So does each port go to one of these virtual load balancers, or do you map them, or what happens kind of behind the front panel?
Yeah, we've mapped, let's say, 1 through 20, and then there's gigabit ports. There's a total of 24 gigabit ports on the LM5500. That's because originally, remember, we did say we made the 5500 as a load balancer, all right? But right now, though, yeah, we map a gigabit port to each of the virtual load balancers that's on there. So, in effect, when you look at our entry model, which has 100 megabit per second throughput and SSL, you're getting the same performance levels, the same functionality, and you're also getting a gigabit port interface for it for 20 of them, as opposed to just one.
Well, certainly pretty amazing, and I myself have never seen anything like that. It didn't even occur to me, the whole virtual load balancing concept, but I like that a lot. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about what else are you guys doing? What are you working on? What's next for Kemp Technologies?
Well, I think our roadmap, as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a strategic session in 2 weeks just about that. Certainly one of the key things for us is that we're going to remain very focused on the small and medium-sized businesses. We don't have any ambitions of going up and replacing F5 or Citrix or any of those guys at all. They have great products, and they satisfy their market very well. So we're still going to focus on SMBs, and we want to focus on the same customers, the same buyers, if you will, that we've talked to before and more that we want to see in the future. So as a result of that, we're going to continue to expand our functionality on the models that we have right now, where the biggest demand is for geo or site load balancing, and we're definitely going to address that, and we'll get some of that out there.
But I'm sorry to interrupt. When you say geo or site load balancing, can you just take a minute and just explain what that is?
Sure. As today, we load balance all of the servers on a single site. Most of our customers, even small, medium-sized businesses, small businesses, actually have servers on more than one site. They may have it on their own, within their own office confines, and also have it in the colo center. So should either one of those go down, either one of those sites go down, they want to be able to fall over, all right, to the site that's still working. They may even want to load balance them between the two sites that's still working. They may even want to have one site in New York and another site in Amsterdam, where we are today, and to take the local people in Europe and send everything to the Amsterdam site and in the United States in New York, and take any combinations of those things. So as a result, if the Amsterdam site should go down, some kind of a disaster or what have you, then it'll automatically be carried over into the New York site. So, but most commonly, though, especially for the small, medium-sized business, you're talking about the guy that's got a server farm in his office, and he's got a colo, and if one of those goes down 3 o'clock in the morning, he wants it automatically to fail over to the other side. The other part to that, and it's very much integrated together, is link load balancing. Even if a customer has only one site, he typically has two or three carriers in there. You got a DSL into a small, medium-sized business, a cable modem, maybe even a T1 modem. So he'd like to be able to load balance those interfaces, and should one fail, you know, be able to correct that. So those two things, both the link load balancing and the site geo load balancing, they'll come out together, and they'll work very, very well with the products that we have there.
Cool. All right, now I had interrupted you before when you were talking about kind of future direction. So I mentioned this geo and site-to-site load balancing, and I think you had another point you were starting to make.
Well, yeah, what the real purpose of the meeting that we're going to have in a couple of weeks, we've got a list of about four or five different ideas, and I don't want to talk about it right now because I don't know what would be fact or fiction. We want to come up with something, not another. We don't want to be another Me Too. We want to be able to come up with something that truly is going to help the small, medium-sized business, and again, we'll do it in a very, very affordable way. And the key is small, medium-sized business sell to the same people all the time and become well-known, you know, amongst that entire community. That's going to be a large challenge to us, but on the same token, though, it'll continue to build the credibility that we've been building over the past 3 or 4 years.
Well, I certainly appreciate you taking the time. And as I say, you know, this is is kind of bittersweet to me because we're a customer, and in the past 2 years, whenever our website has been down, it's not been because of the Kemp stuff. It's kind of been in spite of it, database issues. That's the problem with one database. You know, it doesn't matter how many web servers you have. So we're working on that, but it's good. But certainly, Kevin, I appreciate you making the trip over here to Amsterdam for Bri Forum, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk about what you have going on.
Well, thanks very much. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. It was a great time. Bri Forum is a great forum to bring a lot of people together. Just the conversations you have with the other people are worth all the value in the world. And then to go to some of the conferences, that just adds to it, too.
Awesome. And good luck to the Yankees in 2008.
Thanks. Good luck to Cleveland in 7. Bye-bye.